My name is Alex Webb. I'm here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 7th of September 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you're from?
My name is Leanne McLean, and my date of birth is the 5th of the 9th, 69, and I'm from Belfast.
So when did you first hear about the project?
My husband heard about it, and he said to me about it, and I thought, oh great, I'll have a go at that.
Yeah. And what inspired you to take part, was it?
Bud?
What inspired you to take
part? I just like the idea of it. I like the idea of being up in the plinth, you know, I mean, because everything here is so static, you know, and it's great to see something so different.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I'll have a go. But that's really not me, because I'm quite an introverted person, very quiet.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's a big deal. But I turned 40 on Saturday and I thought, right, okay, I'm going to do something different. So
okay. So are you seeing as a kind of a challenge? Is it a challenge?
It's a challenge for me, yeah.
Something for you to like overcome in the sense of
a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are you involved in the creative arts?
Yeah, I trained as an artist and I did my degree about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been working on my own since then.
Could you tell us a little bit about what you make?
It's mainly sculpture in 3D,
mm-hmm.
is what I would do. And I'm trying at the minute. I've started doing a wee bit of carving and stuff, which is actually very traditional stuff. But when I was at uni, it was dismantling televisions and still working TVs and stuff, things like that there, you know, and having flat screens and different stuff and images on them, things like that there. So it was quite different at uni, but now I think I'm trying to get back to more of a skill base, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing at the minute.
Could you talk a little bit about your background and maybe how you came into the arts?
I actually come from a town. Lima Valley is about 70 or 80 miles away from Belfast, and so that's where I came from. And I left school at 16, not a lot of qualifications, and did the usual things, you know, went to work, got married, had kids. And then in my 30s, I thought that's what I'd always wanted to do was art from when I was a young child. So back I went, and 5 years later, got my degree and was very pleased that I did. It was just a great experience for 5 years, and but I think it was down to a lot of great teachers, and you know, it was just a really inspiring sort of place, and so that's what I did. And as I say, this last 2 years I've been trying to find a way in for myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it doesn't really matter. About I think that's the great thing about doing it when you're older, you know, you have that, it's sort of, you have more life's experience, and I think sometimes it sort of flavors your art a wee bit more.
So going back to the plinth, what do you plan to do with the hour?
Pop bubble wrap.
Yeah.
For there. I want to do some really random, something that wasn't particularly, because I have to cart the stuff over from Belfast, so I couldn't take a lot on the plane, and I thought, I'm not going to do anything techie or bring, because I had thought of other stuff, you know, but I thought, no, I'll do something very straightforward, and I thought, I'll pop bubble wrap for the hour and maybe throw bubble wrap down to the crowds and see what they thought, you know, let them pop it as well.
Yeah.
Something random.
So is that something you do in your spare time? Pop
bubble. God, how sad does that sound? You know, it's just a completely random thing to do, you know, and I just thought, well, you know,
that's great,
it's handy, it's lightweight, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so funny taking it through the airlines, you know, because the bag was completely empty, you know, and they scanned it, there was nothing in it, you know, full but empty, you know. So it was good, you know.
Any hopes and fears about going out there? Expectations?
No, not really. I mean, I'm not really bothered. It's like your fella coming in there and objecting to it there at the door there a while ago. It doesn't really bother me, you know. I'm happy enough to go up, and it's sort of, I suppose it's the cameras and, you know, that sort of thing, but because I absolutely hate getting my photograph taken. But but you know, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be interesting. And I like London anyway, because we would come over here a lot on holiday and stuff, and it's just such a nice place to come over to. So.
And do you think standing on the plinth will have an impact on you? Do you think?
That's a hard one. Until you've been up there, maybe. I don't know. I think I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if it will or not. I don't know.
And about you, what would you say is most important in your life at the moment?
Probably my kids and my husband are the most important things in my life, but the art comes a very close second.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe to be a great artist, that should be the other way about. I don't know, at the cost of everything else, but you know, For me, it's family first and then the art. You know.
So where would you like to see it go? Taking art, you know, where would you like to take it?
I don't really have a plan, to be honest with you. And I know people, you know, people say, I could see myself doing such and such in 5 years' time. I'm not that kind of person. You know, I'll see where the art takes me, and if it, you know, that's just the way it is. Maybe that's too laid back or too, you know, I don't know. But for me, it's just, I'll see where I go with it. I think you can't ever, you can push yourself, yeah, you know, but it's a very woolly answer, isn't it? But I just, you know, I'll see how it goes, you know, I'll see what
it's
happens.
It's kind of living in the moment.
That's it, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll see where it goes.
And what would be the main thing you'd say about yourself if you were to describe who you are?
Who I am. What, sum up in one word, or? I don't know. Strange, eclectic, I think. You know, I'm sort of a real mixture.
Why do you say that?
Because I think I would have a very, I don't know. I come from a very fixed background, and family didn't do those kinds of things. She didn't become an artist. She didn't, you know, it was, you go out to work, you earn a living, you know, this sort of thing. So to be the way I am is my family see me as slightly strange.
So why do you think...
Weird strange, not bad strange, but just weird strange, you know.
What do you think the reason was for you to choose?
I think my family were always, I think my father was very artistic because he always worked with wood. I don't think he saw it that way, but you know, I think that's just the way he was. And I think it's just, I don't know, it's just who I am,
mm-hmm.
You know.
I guess that practical aspect, if he's working with materials.
Yeah.
And if you're getting into sculpture, then.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's the materials, really. It's getting down and working with things.
Yeah.
I think it's a practical thing. It's not an intellectual thing, you know.
Could you describe some of the works you do?
Well, as I say, I've only started working in wood, so I'm carving and carving faces,
mm-hmm.
and things, which is actually quite traditional, but I'm really enjoying it. Because it actually gets you to look again, because sometimes you forget, you know, you go through and you don't actually examine things the same. I think because culturally we are so, everything's so quick now and everything's so fast, but actually sometimes you step back and it's quite nice,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's cool. And who would you say you're doing this for?
I suppose selfishly, but I'm doing it for me a bit. You know, I'm doing it, and it's nice to see so many women up on the plinth, and because the other plinths are men, you know, the static plinths, all the other ones, it's all men, and you know, it's actually quite nice to have such a wide range of people, you know, such a diverse range, and it's really nice to see so many women up there. An ordinary, everyday, you know, who we are kind of women, you know, it's nice to see. Because
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't get that, you know, that opportunity isn't there that often, so.
And then I was going to ask you about the project. What does it represent to you? What does it say?
I think it says just that. I think it says, you know, that it is so diverse, and because it's not static, and because... You know, and everybody, your input of what you do on the plinth is yours, and aside from decency, you know, unless you're stripping off, but you know, it's your own, you can do whatever you want, and it's open, and I think it's just, I think the fact that it's open to everyone, everyone from all over Britain gets a chance, so
mm-hmm.
I think that's lovely.
That's great. Well, thank you for the interview.
Okay.